This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. Hope your week is starting off well. It's Mike Elam, and fall showed up. When the heck did that happen? All of a sudden, I walked outside today and went, hey, it was just like 90 on Saturday. And then all of a sudden, I think we're approaching 60 degrees right now. It's kind of where we're sitting. Sunny and 58 is what my monitor is telling me right now. So it's chilly. Hello, Ethan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Mike?
So as you may have heard, Annie Fry's not here today.
Mike Elam
is here. You look around the studio and I go, there's no Brad. I look around the studio. There's no Ryan Wiggins, which means the inmates are here. We've got the keys to the asylum, man. We may have the B team here, but we've got an A lineup for you, folks. We've got all kinds of folks. We are going to talk with Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, who is all teed up, and we're going to have him on in just a second. Brian Westbrook is going to join us later on. He's the executive director of the founder of A Coalition of Life. He is going to talk about Amendment 3. There is a lot of stuff, by the way, in Amendment 3 that no one is talking about. So we're going to talk about that so you can kind of understand a little bit more of what's going on with that. There is no Ryan Wiggins, but Ethan is doing Wiggins America, or what we're calling...
whatever you want to call it, Mike.
I was hoping you had a name. I was just peeing it up for you there, man.
Well, I think that they called it Ethan America last time. That's pretty boring. So I got nothing. We'll have to work on a better nickname.
We'll
maybe we can leave that to the fans.
So there you go. Log in and let us know what you think. By the way, while you're there, our YouTube live chat poll of the day, what has hurt Kamala more? Here's your choices. Her lack of interviews, her media blitz, what I'll call her softball interviews that she completely trashes, or nothing. She's killing it, which, according to all the polls, that's kind of what she's doing lately. She's killing her numbers, and she's helping Donald Trump. A guy who has been killing it for the last 2 years, driving the wheels off the bus, and I mean that literally, is Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, and he is kicking us off in A-style with the beginning of the show. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. And certainly you guys aren't the B team. You're absolutely the A team today. There's no two ways about it.
Well, it makes us look a whole lot better when you kick off the big show and you have Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe leading off everything. Hey, I know you're super busy, and I appreciate you making some time to be on the radio with us today. Where do we find you, by the way?
We're on our way to Freeburg. It's Buy Missouri Week. And we promote our office, and many of your legislators promote companies that make products right in their own backyard at all 114 counties. And so today we're starting off Buy Missouri Week at Quaker Window in Freeburg, Missouri. It's right in the middle of Osage County. So it's a great area of our state, real hard work ethic people. They make a fabulous window. Missourians can buy the best quality windows for home or commercial right out of Freeburg, Missouri.
You know, our manufacturing business in the state of Missouri just keeps improving, doesn't it?
It is good. And, you know, if you've been around Governor Parson lately, our Department of Economic Development team that we have some great people on, we're in the top five of adding manufacturing jobs. And in certain tech manufacturing, we're in the top five. I mean, We have done a really good job of making sure people know that we have a good work ethic, that we've worked really hard for the last several years, again, with legislators to work on workforce development so we have a trained workforce working with our community colleges, our vocational tech schools, our four-year institutions, making sure that employers here have the people they need to fill those roles.
You know, and I think our proximity in the middle of the country is really a key selling point that we haven't made enough of. And I appreciate you and Governor Parson have been banging that drum, because if you think about it, if you make it in Missouri and you get it to the airport, we can have it anywhere in the United States in 4 hours.
Absolutely. Well, you want to get product in, raw materials, right? And then when you make something, you want to get it back out, more importantly, to sell it. And we are at the center of shipping logistics across the country here. Four of our five major airports are new. I'm hoping that we get some good news on Lambert and some, you know, kind of a public-private partnership and some opportunities there sometime in the future. I'm optimistic we can do that. But we have the second and third largest rail hubs in Kansas City and St. Louis. We have Riverport investments, incredible shipping up and down our rivers, which is something other states would die for. And then our interstate system, as you know, we put record funding into now six-laning I-70, led by Lincoln Huff out of Springfield and Governor Parson and others. And just this last session put some additional resources in 44 down in the Springfield corridor. So we're there. We just need to make sure we continue to sell what a great state we have.
So as you've been traveling around the state, I should ask you, what number visit are you up to on the bus now?
I think we lost track, as far as that is to believe.
You're way past the 200s.
The 10 weeks leading up to the primary, in 10 weeks we did 235 stops, and I'm sure we're well over 100 since then. So I'm going to say we're probably in the mid-threes for stops. We'll do multiple this week, multiple next week, and we're working hard. Just 22 days out to Missouri picks their next governor, and we'd really be honored to earn the support of Missourians all across the state. We think we've got a great vision for the state, and we can really take us to the next level.
I'm curious, as you've been traveling for the general election as opposed to the primary, are you hearing the issues change, or are they pretty much the same issues that you were hearing before?
No, when we were going into the primary, we were listening to all Missourians. Obviously, the primary was about, in both parties, running against people in your own party. But crime, Mike, is continuing to be the number one issue that people really want to see their neighborhoods safe. They want to make sure we're backing the men and ladies who keep our neighborhoods safe and making sure they get the resources they need, the personnel they need right there in the St. Louis area. St. Louis City is down 330 officers as of today. On the other side of the state, Kansas City is over 300 down. St. Louis County is multiple officers down. We need to make sure we get the resources to these folks to give them the tools they need and the people they need to protect those communities. Because you can talk about economic development and education reform and all the things we'd like to get done, but it starts with a foundation of a safe community for any business, for their employees, or for people who work in the areas and live in the areas we want to locate. We're going to continue to work on crime, and that is our day one plan when our hand comes off the Bible, should we be fortunate enough to win Missourians' trust.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I know East-West Gateway just had a meeting last week that's a follow-up on their, they're calling it a crime summit, I guess, of trying to put more focus on that and get the St. Louis region cleaned up. I really honestly don't know where that's going to go, but I appreciate the fact that it is a main priority for you. As you've always talked about, as soon as your hand comes off the Bible, that's the first priority that you're going to hit to. I'm assuming
it
this,
is.
Go ahead.
We actually have, we were very fortunate. You and I have talked about this many times, and you've been a big help in this. We have the endorsement of all the major law enforcement, all the law enforcement agencies actually statewide. And they're right now, we're not assuming anything. We're not putting the cart before the horse, but we don't want to wait either. They're actually working along with Andrew Bailey, the sheriffs, the chiefs, the FOP, the State Troopers Association. They're working to put pieces of this plan together so that we know what we have when we're off and running. And I've already worked with the majority leader in the Senate, who will soon be the Senate pro tem, Cindy O'Loughlin, we believe, and for sure the Speaker-elect John Patterson in Kansas City, on the priorities we're going to need in the legislature. So we're going to use all the tools we can. The Attorney General is going to use the tools he has. We'll use executive orders for things that we can get done, and then we'll use elected officials to work on statute changes where needed to make sure we really put some teeth into this plan.
How have the turnout changed from where you were in the primary to now when you're going to these different stops? Are you seeing about the same number of people? Are you seeing more? I'm just curious what's out there on the ground these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement out there, but we can't, you know, let our foot off the gas. We can't assume anything. We've got to make sure that we continue to work hard all the way through November 5th. I think personally we need a change in Washington, D.C., and the administration that we have now has just absolutely opened our borders, created inflation, just created a lot of problems for our country. So there's excitement, to answer your question, not only about what's going to happen for Missouri in our campaign. We're in Charleston, Missouri, for instance, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in a public library parking lot, and had just a load of people come out to meet us and talk about the election. We got to make sure that we keep that excitement level so people are enthusiastic about Donald J. Trump. I think I believe that he will make the best change for our country, and I hope other Missourians and people around the country come to that same conclusion as we look at the facts and get closer to November 5th.
I know one of the big things that people are looking forward to with President Trump getting in office is turning this economy around and trying to get us energy independent and get prices more affordable at the grocery store again, which, you know, Joe Biden keeps telling us the economy's in great shape. I guess it hasn't made it to the grocery store yet is kind of where we're at. But once you get things rolling with safe communities, and I think that's really the foundation for any community, any state, any nation to grow off of, you're really turning your focus towards cutting taxes and getting the economy rolling in Missouri again, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know what any store that President Biden or any of his cabinet might be shopping at. But if you look at it, I tell people all the time, Mike, and you know this, if you look at what you paid for a 2x4 for a gallon of milk, it doesn't matter, from 2016 to 2020, that number is much, much higher right now from since 2020 through today. And it is about energy independence. We were exporting energy under the Trump administration, and now we're importing it. Our costs have gone up because of that. It's just out of control. And you're right. We need a change at the national level, but our economic development plan puts more money back into Missourians' pockets, continuing to cut taxes like we have been over the last several years. We've taken Missouri's income tax from 6% to 4.7%. I'd like to take that to zero, because I say all the time, Missourians can spend their money better than any politician, any elected official. Nothing intended for any elected officials that are listening all the time. And so we need to let Missourians take that money, spend it in the market. Our economy will be much, much stronger.
I know you're careful not to get ahead and not to take anything for granted, but you mentioned the Senate, you mentioned the House. How is the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House looking? Are you going to keep that overwhelming majority, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be, we have to. I know you're having a gentleman on who's a very important issue. You and I know a lot and heard a lot about with Amendment 3. That's troublesome to me. I personally think that's probably one of the worst constitutional amendments that we've seen on the ballot since I've been voting for 42 years. But that's going to bring out different models of voters. And we need to make sure that, A, hopefully, and I pray and hope that we can defeat Amendment 3. But these House and Senate races across the state are really critical. We have a really critical one there in St. Louis County, Senate 15, where Andrew Koenig is term limited out. We have David Gregory running there, great candidate. So we'd like to keep that seat Republican. So we're working very hard on that. And there's some seats up in the Kansas City area, Senate 11 and Senate 17, that we're working really hard to get great candidates through the race there. So we've got some challenges we want to continue to work on. St. Charles County, as you know, has got a Senate race for Senator Igel's previous seat. So all of those seats we've got to pay attention to. We've got to make sure we get our conservative, Christian-minded voters out to vote on these issues and keep Missouri in the right direction.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, I appreciate your time today. I know you're squeezing us in while you're running around the state. By the way, have you filled up the other side of the bus yet with signatures?
We just start doing that, actually, in Charleston and Scott City this weekend. Actually, Dexter, Charleston, and Scott City. We all let people on the other side of the bus, and they all want to be on the passenger side because that's where Ozzie Smith's signature is and Gary Pinkel, so they want to be around those guys. But we're moving them on to the driver's side, and people are happy to be able to get to sign the other side, and we're collecting hundreds of signatures every week.
Well, I wish you the very best in your travels. Good luck in these last 22 days. And again, we appreciate you making time to be on with the Annie Fry Show.
All right, buddy. It's always great to be on my hometown of St. Louis, and I appreciate you having me.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.